Hello, this 5 minutes of the prophetess, the word of God, episode 76. Seven says, and we're going with our fundamental scripture from Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12. We'll add the verse 13 later. And so by this time, if you've been listening to me, you should be able to speak it offhand. Come on, let's go. Let's say it. Hebrews 4, 12. For the word of God is quick and powerful, and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. So I believe that you've been blessed as you've been listening to the messages. 5 minutes, just 5 minutes every day. And we were on Matthew 28, the closing verses, which said, "Lo, I am with you always," and that is King James Version. So ordinary English will say, "Lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age." So whether there is a, the world is coming to an end, whether science is saying this, whether they can spot some meteor rocks, whatever it is, listen, his word says, "I am with you always." So we said that, how do I know God is with me? Is it because I feel he is with me? Is it because it's going good for me? Is it because it's well with my family? How do I know that God is with me? Is it because my business is working? And I said to you that God is with you because the Bible says so. Your point of reference of his being with you is not according to your feeling, but because it is written. Remember Matthew 4:4, when Satan came to Jesus to tempt him, what did Jesus say? He, being the living word, did not just say how he felt, like, "Satan, leave me alone. You know I'm hungry. I don't care about this." No. He had to go back to Deuteronomy and pick a scripture in Deuteronomy and quote it and say, "It is written." So as you are birthed by the word, you say, "Ye are of God, little children." You came out of the word. It's the word that birthed you. You are a new creation. You are a new man in Christ Jesus. That new man was birthed by the word of God. And so, you too, how do you know that God is with you? Because the Bible says so. That is how. If you listen, you use your feeling, you use your mind, you use your mental calculation, reason. No, you can do whatever. But listen, you come back to this. This is the essence of knowing God. This is it. That the Bible, it is written that he is with you always. Always means always. Yes, always is always. In the morning, afternoon, evening, when you feel good, when you don't feel good, when you are happy, when you are unhappy, because something has happened. Whatever the circumstance, it does not matter. What matters is that it is written in Matthew 8:28 that, "Lo, I am with you always." Always, always. I cannot throw that word away. No, I'd rather throw away my circumstance. I'd rather throw away how I feel. I'd rather throw away that news I heard. I'd rather throw it away. And what do I pick? I pick his word. I pick what the word says. Listen, I pick what is. Oh, and I prayed. And you know, you prayed. And you are not seeing any change. So is God listening to you? Is God hearing you? How do you know that God is? No. No matter how I feel, no matter what I feel, no matter what it seems, no. I would rather throw that one down. And what do I pick? I pick his word. His word says, "Lo, I am with you." So I'm saying to you, he is with you in his word. He is with you in his word. So that is why you have this opportunity of hearing me 5 minutes every day. And this word I'm speaking to you says, he says he is with you. What do? Embrace this word and say, "Thank you, Jesus, you are with me. I have this circumstance right here. I have this thing happening in my marriage. I have this and this has happened. But Lord, I throw all away and I pick your word. I receive your word and I believe your word. Your word says, the scripture says, it is written in Matthew 28 that, lo, I am with you. So you are with me always. Always, always, you are with me. I say, till the end of the age. When the age comes to a close and everything comes to a close, he is still with you. Oh, do you hear me? He is still with you. Say amen and say amen again and amen again. He is with you. So no matter what you're going through, what is it? It is written in Matthew 28 that what? He is with you. How do you know it? Because of why you feel? No, because the Bible says so. It is written. You're blessed. Keep listening. Bye.